for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Thursday's show, and good morning, studio.
Morning.
I would just like to shoot up a flare into the sky. See it?
See it?
Yeah, you need help?
That flare is saying that I'm going to dominate tomorrow whenever we give gifts to the person we drew.
Of course you are.
Of course you are. We're not going to argue with you because you have the best gift giving and you drew Mike D, so you want to spoil him rotten for doing such a great job and we're all left out in the cold. Wow. And I got Mike D, so we know it ain't going to be that great.
You guys, stop.
Wait, you got Mike D buying you a gift?
Yes.
I think Mike D's probably pretty creative and thoughtful.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Man, what a misery it would be to have drawn Lunchbox.
Yeah, because he's never happy.
He's never happy. Mike D drew him. Mike D's drawing him.
Sorry, my bad. I mean, but who do you have, Lunchbox?
I have Ray.
Okay.
Oh,
my goodness.
Like, just to be associated with Lunchbox in any sort of giving capacity, it's kind of a downer because last year, Lunchbox purposely bought our producer a chicken he knew she would hate. Like, and he told us. He goes, I knew she'd hate it, but I bought it for her anyway.
It was huge.
No, the reason I did it was because she was like, after I drew her name, she said, you better get me something good and gave me kind of attitude. And I was
but
like,
we all say that. You say that all the time.
Whoa. And she even sent me a follow-up email, just said, just to follow up, I hope you know I really take this serious and I want you. And she was just kind of snarky about it. So I got
I don't
her.
Know all that's true.
It like, is
I
true. Really, I can pull
she
up the
really
email.
She sent an email?
Yeah, she sent an email with a list. She went and she goes, these are the items I would like.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I'd got that list.
I forgot that part.
I would love to have a list.
And so,
I'll just go buy something off of it and be done with it.
That's true.
Yeah, like
that's easy.
Yeah.
But I was testing her and she failed the test. She acted like a little baby.
Yeah.
But that's my point. With Lunchbox, you don't want to get a gift from him and you don't want to get him a gift.
No, I bet we could go back every Christmas for the past 12 years and we could find some story where he was not grateful and had attitude or was rude.
Oh, tomorrow
I'm glad you're backing
mood.
Me up, Amy. Every year for 12 years, he's angry about what he gives and what he gets.
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough appreciation for what he gives, and he's never appreciative for what he gets.
Okay, sorry, Amy got me a puzzle one year. A puzzle. Like,
along
come on.
With other
like, how
things.
Many times have you heard
and
me
hot
say?
A chocolate machine.
Yeah, that makes 5 gallons at a time.
You love hot chocolate.
It's a lot of hot cocoa.
But, guys,
I mean, come on.
This isn't like your main source of life and presence.
Yeah,
and
it's just fun.
This is just a fun thing. And Lunchbox acts like it's his only present. And if it was, that's okay too. But it's not.
That's why we started drawing names and we stopped doing the gift giving competition.
It just always gets dirty. And
No. It doesn't. He does.
Right, whoa. You just came on here bragging about how you're going to dominate tomorrow.
But it's not dirty. I'm pumped.
Exactly. It's a competition. No matter what, you can say it's not, but we all want to win.
It's not a competition. Yes. I'm just going to say, I did a great job, and hopefully my other gift, because it's a two-parter. Hopefully,
two-parter. Oh,
the second parter gets in time, or I have to show a picture of it. But I'm telling you.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do pictures before, Bobby. I had to give you a picture once before. No hate here.
Game I ordered it the day, game. Yes, the day that I drew his name, I ordered it, and hopefully it's in today.
Okay, yeah, so like, okay, I want to go back to this giving. I gave Amy this beautiful picture of her and her husband, like, from their wedding day.
This beautiful picture.
On a canvas, and Bobby donated a goat in her name, and she goes, oh, I like Bobby's better. How do you like that better? How do you like donating a goat over a nice picture of you and your husband?
It was through Heifer International, and I thought it was really thoughtful that Bobby wanted to give a family in need an animal in my honor.
And I don't think it was a goat. I think it was an elephant or something really big and expensive.
I think it was a camel.
Yeah, I'm Aunt Camel. Yeah. I was feeding a whole orphanage for Amy, in Amy's name.
Basically.
So. Well, anyway, that's tomorrow. Glad everybody's here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Let the games begin today. Thursday show starts now.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You know I love the doggies, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so Caroline County Humane Society in Maryland found a pit bull. And they were like, man, this is a stray. We're going to take the dog in. And then as they took him in, they found a microchip in him. My dog's microchipped. Is yours?
Yes.
Where they take in, it's like a little, it seems like a little needle, and they put the chip in their butt area. And so they learned the dog's name was Zimba, and they just tracked him back home, which is probably going to be a couple neighborhoods away. Except in Maryland, the dog was from Wichita, Kansas.
What?
The Humane Society said he was 1,300 miles away from home.
Oh, he hitched a ride on something.
So a guy named Zach, who is a volunteer, drove him all the way back to Wichita to the family.
Wow.
He drove him 1,300 miles back home to Wichita.
Shout out Zach.
Shout out Zach, and shout out that Humane Society, and shout out Wichita, and shout out America.
Dog chips.
Shout out, yeah, like potato chips, everything, right?
Yeah, all the chips.
Yeah, everything.
Poker chips.
Yeah, they were poker chips. That's a good one, too. There you go. Hey, I see you to Zach, the guy in the Humane Society, and poker chips everywhere, right?
Yes. It is.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Hey, it's producer Raymond in California. The good news is the firefighters are gaining ground on the fires. Some communities are still at risk in Southern California because of the unpredictable winds. In other news, the post office announced you have to mail your letters this week if you want to get them there by Christmas. And finally, in sports, Aaron Rodgers is back this Sunday. He was out 2 months from an injury, but officials said he's going to play against the Carolina Panthers.
So apparently Lunchbox got rejected from volunteering.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it doesn't cost anything to volunteer, and they still told him no.
Yeah, there was this organization. They were having something at Walmart where you go with a kid, and they have a meal for them, and then they have a $150 gift card, and they can buy anything they want, but they need an adult to, you know, go shopping with them. So I was like, I emailed, yeah, I'd love to do that. I'll be one of your volunteers. And I get an email back saying, oh, no, we don't need you. My wife emails the next day, and they're like, oh, we'd love to have you.
Why do you think that is?
I guess maybe because I sent it from my work email, and maybe they saw who I was, and they were like, we don't want this guy coming to our little thing. Mm-hmm. And so they rejected me.
Like your negativity. Maybe they didn't want... You think that may have been it?
That might have been it. Or maybe they're not a fan of the show, and so they're like...
Oh, so it's the show.
Oh, it's our fault.
Yeah,
it's the show.
Yeah, you guys shine a bad light on me on the show.
Oh, no.
And so they thought, if this guy's really like he is, how they make him out to be, then...
Oh, that's what it is. We're making you out to be something.
Yes, and so I got rejected, but the next day my wife got accepted, so she gets to go make some kid's dream come true, and they get to go shopping and... Have a grand old time.
That sounds awesome.
Lunchbox is wanting to invest in Bitcoin, by the way. Has he come to you guys about this?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you guys know what Bitcoin is?
Yeah, I thought Ray was trying to get us to buy Bitcoin.
No, that was something else. Ray was
trying to get us to invest in Ethereum or whatever.
It.
And it's good. Like, it's done well.
Oh, great. So we missed out on it.
I don't really say it's missing out. Like, it's a stock. You just wait. It's not really a stock, but it goes up and down.
Okay.
But Lunchbox wants to buy Bitcoin.
All I've read on the internet is all these news articles after news article. All of them are like, Bitcoin reaches $100,000. I don't even know what Bitcoin is, but it's some online payment money thing that doesn't...
It's a currency. It's an online currency.
Yeah.
I read something. The owner of the Warriors, the basketball team, said it's probably going to get up to $1 million a share.
Yeah, I don't know about that because nobody knows about that. But
like we've got to get on this.
The Winklevoss twins spent $11 million on Bitcoin, and they're billionaires from it now. They're the guys that started Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg. I remember Sudum.
Oh, twins, from Harvard.
Yeah, yeah. So they're now billionaires from it, but people expect that it's going to burst. But I'm not buying Bitcoin.
But there was a 15-year-old. I saw that his dad gave him some money for his 15th birthday, and he put it in Bitcoin. He's a multimillionaire now.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't sell it now, you may lose it all. Mm. Or you can make a bunch more. That's why I don't do the stocks.
Goodness.
I let my money sit in the bank and just relax.
Just chill.
I don't need it feeling anxious like, am I going to go down? Am I going to go up? You just sit there and relax. And we'll check back in later and see if you're still there. And it always is.
Yeah, well, Bitcoin seems to be doing great.
Please buy some Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. And please update us on stocks.
And you don't need us to get in with you. It's not something where you get in together. You can... buy.
This isn't an investment.
I just Googled how much to buy a Bitcoin.
Well, whatever it's valued at.
A whole one's probably $1,000 right now.
What?
Around that.
Oh, man.
It's a lot more than that.
Is it more over $1,000 now?
One Bitcoin costs $17,000.
What?
Oh, wow. Wow.
So I'm going to need your help.
No, I'm out.
No, but you can buy little pieces of Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, Ray. See, Ray knows.
There Ray, you have you already bought some?
I haven't. I can't afford that.
Well, he buys Ethereum, the little brother of Bitcoin.
Yeah, you guys should have listened to me on Ethereum.
Yeah, we should.
We're going on to say it.
Oh, man. You know.
Go ahead, Amy.
It's just funny if anybody that knows anything remotely about the stock market that is listening to us.
Let's listen to idiots. All trying to act like they know what they're talking about.
Man, guys, if we would have bought it when it came out, it was only $230 for a Bitcoin. Now it's $17,000.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know who they think secretly started it? Is Elon Musk.
Secretly?
They don't know who started Bitcoin. They have no idea. There's a lot of theories, but no, they don't. Anyway, who cares? We're not doing this with you, Lunchbox. Go do it yourself. For once in your life, you should go do something.
I don't have $17,000.
It doesn't take that.
You can buy a piece of it.
You can buy a piece of a coin.
Go get rich, Lunch. Go.
I'm done. Lunch, go get rich. We'll see you after the new year with your Ferrari, okay? The Bobby Bones Show. Now time for the positivity. A little segment we call Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
Amy, tell me something good.
There's a dude that is 100 years old, and he is throwing parties for the less fortunate left and right. He's been doing it since he was like 67 years old. And again, he's 100, and he's still throwing parties. He does it for 450 people, maybe even more, that are in need. And he feeds them. They have a great time. He backs the parties with his own money.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 100.
And he backs that thing up? Is that what you said?
No.
Oh, he backs it with his own money.
Financially, he gets
dang
a
you
lot.
Old man, won't you back the thing up? You a real old man, won't you back the thing up?
But right. Normally at 100, you're probably receiving help from other people, but he has continued his giving, and he's not letting his age slow him down.
There you go. Lunchbox, tell me something good.
Kevin Shanahan is a dentist, and he was like, man, I want to give back to the community. What can I do? So every Friday night, he sets up in front of the post office, and for homeless people, they can come and get free dental work. And then there's other people that set up and give free haircuts, and someone cooks him a free hot meal. So he pulls out his drills and fixes their teeth. Like,
amazing.
Does the cleaning. Awesome. Way to go, Kevin.
That's cool. And that's one of those, too, where you go up and you may slide up and be like, hey, can I get a quick checkup? Like, if he has some open time. Right.
If there's no one sitting in the chair.
There's no one sitting in the chair, and I'm up dropping off an envelope. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just dropping off a package, and I'm like, hey, they'll check out real quick. Maybe it's on, you know, a 50, so he can help out other people.
No, it's free.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I got one for you. There's a man of Pennsylvania, and he offered up his late mom's home, which he was having to clean out, and he was going to have to sell. After another family's house had just burned down, he's a firefighter, and he got the call. They went tons of damage. He's a 10-year veteran of the fire department, and they put it out, and they were like, the house is done. You know, and so, again, his mom just passed away, and he had a house that was pretty close to them, and he just gave it over to the guy.
Wow.
Oh.
And he's why don't you take the house? He said, I want to help someone in, like, my mom's honor.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. He gave him the house.
Oh, that's amazing.
House.
This is a
Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Lost a lot of celebrities in 2017. Which one was the most shocking to you? I could read you some of them here. Tom Petty, Hugh Hefner, Glenn Campbell, Chuck Berry, Chester Bennington, Chris Cornell, Charlie Murphy, Bill Paxton, Adam West. Mary Tyler Moore died?
I didn't know that.
He did?
Wow, that's a
somebody
lot of people.
Better Google that.
I'm on it.
Ralphie May. Hey, Lunchbox, you watched that show with Big Black, right?
Yeah, Robin Big. That was pretty sad.
Mary Tyler Moore died earlier this year, January.
Mm-hmm, January 25th, so.
I don't even remember that. Like, I guess Tom Petty was pretty shocking, but he was older. Chester Bennington, the lead singer of Linkin Park.
Shocking.
Super shocking.
Chris Cornell, shocking.
But Troy Gentry, on a country level, was by far the most because he wasn't old. There wasn't anything that was, hey, he's sick.
Yeah.
It was a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
So the Troy Gentry one, probably in our world, is the most shocking. but I would probably, in other people's world that don't know country, say that the Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, what came out of nowhere. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Petty, probably a close second, even though he was older. And because he was a big part of American fabric. And you just didn't want to see it happen.
And I guess Hugh Hefner's not shocking because he was old.
Oh, yeah.
So oh, old. Yeah. I wasn't shocked. We were shocked. He was still rolling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's a lot of people, though, huh? By the way, Jake Owen has a new podcast up. Good Company, episode number 2 is up. It's a new podcast. It's about 30 minutes long. He talks with his grandparents, who are 95 years old. They've been married for 70 years.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called the Good Company Podcast. You can actually go over to, and a bunch of ways you can listen to it, but even over at Nashville Podcast Network, you can see the episode up there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Salem, New Hampshire. 2 months ago, Miss Rodriguez won $1 million on a scratch-off. A couple days ago, she got busted stealing $80 worth of lipstick from the department store.
She lose all her money already?
No, she just said she wanted to save her money. Oh.
So she couldn't buy lipstick?
She had $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
That makes me feel sad. I don't know why. Yeah. I feel sad.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
They have things you can see your most retweeted tweets of the year. My most retweeted tweets, there's thousands of them, was February 5th during the Super Bowl halftime show. I said, thank you, Gaga, for not making it political. Signed, America. Wow. That was my most retweeted. Isn't it crazy?
That sounds like an easy one to come up with.
Yeah, and people say that about Body Like a Back Road, too.
Yeah. Good point.
And they're like, oh, anybody could have written Body Like a Back Road. Well, then write it then, smart aleck.
Dang, okay, got me, okay.
Thank you very much. I like to think this show is a political-free zone. And very rarely do we mention unless it's super in the news, like pop culture-y. We try to stay off of it. So I like people to be able to think they can come here and not have to worry about people fighting about politics.
Yeah. You have to have somewhere to take a break.
It's like you turn on the TV. There it is. Yeah. You look in the toilet. There it is. Yeah. It's all everywhere. It's politics.
Everywhere.
Miss Universe was the most tweeted hour of the entire year.
Yeah. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Harvey.
The ending to the Super Bowl was the most tweeted moment.
Tom
and that would be the Pats and Falcons whenever the Patriots came back and won.
Yeah,
duh.
Pretty big comeback.
Wow. It's weird because Super Bowls fall in the different years in the season. That's why I say that, Amy, before you get all duh-y.
I'm joking. I don't remember at all.
You made me feel, Amy, you made me feel lesser of a person when you did that, just so you know.
Okay, well, Bobby, I'm so sorry. I was joking, totally. I just remember Tom Brady winning. That's it.
Game of Thrones had the most tweets as far as TV shows go. Stranger Things was the most tweeted for streaming TV. And then Wonder Woman was the top tweeted movie. I've seen all that. Man, I'm pretty up on this. The thing I don't see is that boy band BTS.
Oh, yeah.
South Korean.
K-pop.
Yeah, they're the K-pop band. They were the most tweeted celebrity because, again, international. But they haven't been like Justin Bieber and stuff. But man, I hear their song on the pop station. I don't know what they're saying. I'm just like, how do I sing along? I like to sing along. I don't know how to sing along. So today also, Taylor Swift is 28 today. Is that right? Wow. No, yesterday. Her birthday was yesterday.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
28.
Yeah. Wow.
Today's the 14th.
Seems like she's done so much in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that yesterday.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift had a birthday yesterday. She walked away from her first record deal at 14 because they wanted her to wait till she was 18 to release an album.
Wow.
Idiots.
Look at her now.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' daughter is credited on the album Reputation as baby intro voice at the start of our song Gorgeous, which is about her model boyfriend.
Ooh. Hear that, Eddie? Model.
According to Forbes, Taylor Swift, whose birthday was yesterday, has a net worth of $280 million. Holy cow.
That's a lot of money.
She has a framed photograph of Kanye West and a big incident hanging in her Nashville home with the caption, "Life is full of little interruptions." That put her on the map, though. across mainstream. Like, that is what did it for her mainstream-wise. Because we knew Taylor, country knew Taylor, pop kind of knew Taylor, but everybody knew Taylor when Kanye was an idiot. And if I'm her, I'm like, man, I'm glad Kanye did that.
That was crazy.
That was a big deal. Like, it made people take notice that weren't ever going to take notice. So, yeah, I would change that caption. I'd be like, thank you, Kanye. Yes, thank you, Kanye West. That stuff's interesting to me. Anything else we'll talk about? I mean, tomorrow's a big Christmas party. Everybody have all their gifts for everybody?
Yep.
Now I'm ready to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sort of bummed we didn't get to have our show Christmas party, but I feel like I ruined that because I didn't know what was going to be happening with my kids.
Mm. We'll get an update on that later, though. Okay. Right? We have an update later?
Yeah, I have an update on that later, but no Christmas party.
Yeah, because you did tell us like 3 months ago that we were going to have one, but that's okay.
It's all right.
You have an adoption, so.
We were getting excited.
I didn't want to plan on having y'all over and then me have to be like, peace out.
We were ready to see that closet.
And the garage.
Lunchbox, you've never seen the closet?
Never seen the closet, dude. I just see the Taj Mahal garage when I drive by. That's it.
Oh. Amy's got the Santa closet rocking.
Santa closet.
Because all it does is give and give and give. You walk in whatever you need. You just say, I'd like this, and what do you know? You go into the Santa closet, and you find it.
Wow, it's all in there?
Yes.
Man.
And then pretty cool. In the backyard, the Taj Mahal garage.
Wow.
Whoa, that thing is one thing. It's a sight to be seen.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like, I'm reading all, like, the websites that, you know, if you ever go into Nashville, go check out these places, you know, go check out, this is for the best biscuits, go here for the best garage, go to Amy's house, Taj Mahal garage.
Okay, guys. Did y'all, like, take the Golden Gate Bridge to work today?
Okay, you already did that joke like 80 weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, like I just, five seconds ago, created the Santa closet.
The other day, I said something like, y'all drank Haterade.
No, you said exaggerate.
Yeah. Okay, so all different.
Call the Wambulance.
I haven't said Golden Gate Bridge in years.
Golden Gate Bridge isn't even that good. Let me just kind of lay it out.
It's not that creative.
I mean, it's not that good.
Okay. Neither is Santa's Closet or whatever you called it.
Guys, was it the Santa Closet?
That was
pretty
so good.
Good.
That was
because
so
it keeps
good.
Giving and giving and giving.
So like, good.
It's just like, here's a treat for you. Here's another present. Here's dang, Santa Closet?
It sounds like she's at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay, it actually is pretty
Santa
funny.
Closet.
I get it. It is pretty funny, but it's
Thank
not
you.
True.
I know,
okay,
I know, except it is.
Yeah.
All right.
The top five shows that people devoured on Netflix, meaning shows they watch for more than 2 hours per day. Number one's American Vandal, which is a show
I told you.
It's so stupid, but it's so funny. And I felt like I watched that by accident, and then I was like, don't watch the show.
That was a good find.
It was funny. Now everybody's seen it, so it's not that cool, but it's, Amy, you'd hate it.
Okay.
You should watch one episode,
Yeah,
Amy.
Give it a shot, Amy. I'd like to hear
you
what you have to
I'd
say.
You just said I'd hate it.
Yeah, but you should give it a shot.
Oh my gosh.
The top five shows that people savored, meaning they would just like watch one episode because they loved it so much, wanted to spread it out. Number one was The Crown.
Yes.
Amy loves that show.
It's so good.
And then they listed the top shows that got us cheating, meaning people watched them ahead of their significant others and didn't tell them. Narcos was one. 13 Reasons Why was two, and Stranger Things was three.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
The three good ones.
Huh. That's why I'm glad I'm single. I got to hide my stuff.
You don't got to be cheating.
Hey, listen, there's a reason I'm not in a happy relationship, because I don't want to be sharing my Netflix.
Mm,
good.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I made my list. That's it.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our newest show member is Hillary, who answers our phones. How's it been going, Hillary? It's been a couple weeks you've been on the show here.
It's been going pretty well.
Yeah?
Gotten some interesting phone calls.
So all the calls go through her now, and it's been cool, huh?
Yeah.
How's it been with like all the other people on the show? Like, do you feel like you fit in?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody's been nice to me.
Has the pace been slower, faster? Like, what's just nothing?
Everything's been good. I have no complaints.
No complaints.
No complaints. Everybody's nice to me.
Everybody.
Everybody's nice to me.
There it is. She doesn't want to get in the middle of any sort of controversy early.
No drama.
I can. So people call, and you've been doing a good job too, because if I don't notice, then you're doing a fantastic job. That's a weird place to be. But if I'm ever like, not like, hey, this caller couldn't hear me, or this caller's radio was up.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just rolling, that means she's killing it. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
I don't say that enough, but you are doing a good job. But she has a tell me something good from a caller that she wanted to share.
Tell me something good.
Hillary, our new phone screener, go ahead.
Donna called. She heard the Tell Me Something Good segment, so she wanted to call and share her own. Her house caught on fire, and she lost her house, lost everything, and she has three kids, and she wanted to brag on her community. She's in North Carolina. They paid for rent for a house for her and her family. They've paid utilities. They've paid for everything for her and her family.
Wow.
And she thought that was awesome, especially being around Christmas time.
Oh my gosh,
that they stepped up and paid for everything for them.
Wow, look at that. That's awesome. You know her name?
Donna.
Donna? You may have
Donna.
Said that. Donna. Donna, thank you for sharing your story with us, and thanks to, you know, the town, by any chance, that she lives?
I didn't catch it. I know it was in North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, everybody in North Carolina, how about
everybody,
that?
Everybody, yes. Everybody in North Carolina is nice.
Yeah. Everybody in North Carolina, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
You got a pure radio voice on you. Do you hear that when she talks?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like a...
Thank you.
It's like radio. Like,
you're just passing out compliments.
It's good.
Today.
So you have a good radio voice. Like, look at me. I don't have a good radio voice. I don't
even...
Yeah,
she
probably
has the best voice in the
yes,
room.
Yes, of all of us. Yes, yeah. I think you have the best radio voice. I have a terrible speech pattern. I don't have a good voice. And I talk too fast.
Yeah. She speaks really well.
Yeah, she has like, it's full.
She doesn't have any impediments.
No. And like, Amy has all the impediments. Like, I talk in a really weird ways, and Amy has all the impediments. And Lunchbox, I don't know.
What? Oh, no, hold on. I got a good voice.
We may be the worst sounding show, just sonically, that exists. Because none of us are, and then Eddie sounds like, man.
Why did you bring me into this?
Eddie, you did not like this.
Like, I think, Hillary, you may have the best radio voice of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Do you,
Well, it's fitting, too, that she gets to greet all of our listeners when they call.
Like,
nice, Amy.
Like, the.
Because she's the best sounding.
And pretty much Amy's like, keep her on the phones.
Yeah, you did a great job with the phones.
She didn't like that. She didn't like that little compliment.
Is it getting too much, Amy? A little too real?
Dang.
Okay. Okay. Why are y'all doing that? That's not what
I
meant.
We found the controversy. Here's my thing. If you dig hard enough, you find the controversy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Eddie, let Hillary have your headphones for a second.
Yeah, right here.
Hey, Hillary, I'm gonna play.
Yeah, take a seat.
Hater in the house. Hillary,
whatever,
I'm gonna play a song.
I'm so comfortable that I want her to sit down. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Oh, she's sitting down.
Oh, boy.
So, how's your day's good today so far?
Yeah, it's going well so far.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna play Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs. I'm not gonna play the whole song.
Okay.
It's, let me see what the old intro time is here. I don't know, like 8 or 9 seconds. But like, do a little record radio talk up you would do for Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs. Could you do that? Just say, hey, it's Hillary from the Bobby Bones Show. Type Blake Shelton, he's having a great Christmas. I don't know, just say some stuff. Okay, can you do that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here's Hillary, our phone screener.
Wait, how many seconds did you say my intro was?
Let me see. It is 12.
Okay.
12 seconds. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, it's Hillary from the Bobby Bones Show, and here is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive of 2017. Blake Shelton with his latest, I'll Name the Dogs.
They're pretty good, guys.
Yeah,
she's
she
pretty good.
Like a reference.
She even like
People
went
magazine.
To the skinny.
People Magazine?
She did a skinny, too, with that quick.
Yeah.
Like, Amy and skinny takes like 8 minutes. Hillary did it in like...
Does Hillary know a corny?
Do you like, oh, do you have a joke for us, Hillary?
Okay, guys.
Merry Christmas, Amy.
I'm sure she has a good joke.
Yo, okay.
Two?
Yeah.
The morning corny.
Right,
I did see this one. Where does a dog go to get a new tail?
Where does a dog go to get a new tail?
A retail store.
Okay. You want to encore?
I've never laughed at my jokes like that.
She was locked and loaded with a morning corny.
She was like, oh, I got one, no problem. Damn.
That's the only joke I have, though.
Wow. Hey.
Wow.
No, it's crazy. Well, she comes over to tell me something good. She goes up a song. She nails a morning corny. Dang. What do you have in new Hillary's pile over there?
Whoa.
Amy, we're just giving you a hard time.
No, it's fine.
Not leave.
I like Hillary.
Better not leave.
We get along really well.
Not anymore.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Should I feel threatened?
No.
There you go. All right. Hillary, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good job.
You ever watch that show? Rap battle? Is that what it's called? No, drop the mic. Drop the mic.
No.
Yeah. No.
So the commercial comes on TBS. I've never actually seen the show. I just watch the commercial and I'll go watch clips online where they don't They write them for the people.
Oh.
That's
oh,
not yeah. off the dome?
No.
What? No.
They have comedy writers.
Bring
no.
in the...
No, no, no. Well, Jake Owen did it against Wayne Brady.
And so, that's what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, I just saw a headline and I thought I didn't know what Jake was doing.
Wayne does it all. Such talent is rare. He can do absolutely anything except keep his hair. Oh. Sean Air, you're a walking toolbox. You make white folks more comfortable than a pair of Birkenstocks. Your rap's so weak. I'm about to eat you for lunch. You're a ratings killer, the weakest of the Brady Bunch. Your dance, you can sing, you can play any part.
He did okay.
It's all right.
So he's not making that up off
no,
the fly?
They have comedy writers for that stuff. He may have sat in a room with them, but I know a couple writers on that show. So, I mean, Kenny G did one a few weeks ago. You think Kenny G's out there going, yo, just sitting there playing my sax?
Maybe. Yeah,
no. So, but, I mean, I bring it up because Jake was on it. And I was listening to some of Jake Owen's podcast, the Good Company podcast.
Oh, what's up, guys?
What were you saying?
With his grandmas?
Yeah.
Grandparents?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? It's Jake, and I am back with yet another Good Company podcast. Last episode, I chatted with my twin brother, J-Rod, Jared, and my best friend, Marty. And this week, it's Brian Yancey Owen is my granddad, and my grandmother is Jean Martin. And I'm just really excited for you guys to hear the story of how they met, because their story is truly, truly the American love story.
They're married for like 7,500 years.
Wow. 7,500.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
So
I'm sure that some of that good cooking that you make, Nanny, doesn't hurt either for keeping Granddad around. You know, all that probably keeps Granddad around pretty good, too.
That's right. Those are pleasant memories. I'm still enjoying some of them, too.
Yeah.
So...
Oh my goodness.
I hope you listen to it. It's on iTunes. It's That's on awesome. iHeartRadio. It's called The Good Company Podcast with Jake Owen.
To this day, how I get letters from you, Nanny, and Granddad just telling me to keep my prayers up. And I've always felt like I think your fate kept church in our lives. And I just hope you know how much I appreciate that.
So if you're looking for something to listen to, you can.
I just like hearing him say Nanny.
You know, we always call on the things we called when we were tiny. It never leaves us.
Did he say Nana or Nanny? I don't know.
I don't either. No, I don't know.
I just, whatever it was, I liked it.
I have Eddie's kids singing at the Christmas show, which actually I thought was some kind of TV show, dude. That's that good.
Dude, they killed it. I'm so happy for them. They like, I think I've seen him grow from like, okay, let's wrap this up to like, this sounds really good.
9 years old.
9 years old, and this is his class.
So Eddie sent me this clip, and I thought it was a joke at first because I thought it was some TV kids choir. And I was like, okay, Eddie, but then they kind of get kind of bad, but then they got sure. good again. But it's too good for like a local concert.
Yeah, yeah. Once they added instruments, it got a little shaky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's pretty good
yeah.
for a local school.
So proud of them.
Can he sing by himself?
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Really?
He has a really good voice. And he got in the car and he was like, man, I messed up, Dad. I'm like, what do you mean? I messed up one of the words. I'm like, no one notices that. Don't worry about that. He was so upset at himself. He like totally messed up.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Thanks, man.
Like, I feel like they're a little bell happy, but they're nine.
Right. Yes.
That's also why we don't give Lunchbox sound effect toys or anything, because he'll also get happy.
He didn't have that rhythm.
Well, there's just a lot of bells. Oh. That's good. Does your four-year-old have any sort of performance you have to go to?
Yeah, his is coming up. I think early next week.
What's his job and role?
Who knows what they're... He says he's been practicing for like 2 weeks now, so I don't know what to expect.
But to do what?
Singing. His songs.
Oh, so he has songs. You don't know what his songs are?
I don't know what his songs are, no. They practice at school.
You don't hear him practice at
no,
home?
No, he doesn't practice at home. This is stuff that I think they do that all day, really, because I pick him up and say, what'd you guys do at school? He's like, practice for the concert.
And you don't ask him what's your song?
No.
What are you talking about?
Guys, I'm like a ticket holder. I'm just buying my ticket. I'm going to show up, and I wouldn't be surprised by
You're
it.
You're actually paying for the ticket?
No. It's free.
No, but I'm saying you don't say, hey, what's your song? Let me hear you sing it.
No, is that bad?
That's weird to me that you don't care that much.
You would sing in the car with him because you're a musician.
And you would practice with him.
No, I want him to do this on his own, and then I
you're
show up.
You're not going to watch U2, Eddie. Hey. It's your four-year-old.
Listen to Junior, though. Hey, that's almost like U2 stylish.
Yeah, but you didn't know what he was singing either?
I had no idea.
Oh. Man, you really just check out, don't you? Like, you just go home.
So involved.
You go home, you get in your white tidies, you lay in your underwear, you eat your TV dinner, and you go to bed and come do this.
You're not that far off.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you still... Our producer, Eddie, has got two kids, been married for 12 years. Are you still doing the dishes?
Yes, I did them last night.
But you did them every night?
Every night. Every night, man, I'm doing the dishes. I'm still on it. I'm about 2 weeks in.
Are y'all, like, using paper plates now?
I did buy paper plates just in case, but we haven't used them yet.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe you don't know what songs your kids are singing in their Christmas.
They sing like 10 songs.
Okay.
Fine. Do you want me to come in here and be like, yeah, they're doing Jingle Bells, they're doing Silver Bells.
My four-year-old's doing Daddy Look a Lot Like Santa, and I thought it was pretty funny.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Amy's 30-second skinny comes up. What do you have over there, Amy?
Well, something cool that Kelsey Ballerini did at her wedding with her husband, and everybody else did it too, and I'll tell you why they did it.
I'm irritated I didn't get invited to that wedding, by the way.
Ooh. Well, yeah, there was like over 100 people there that also did this.
Over 100?
Well, and it was a destination wedding, and I probably wouldn't have went. But I'm irritated. I'm a little bit irritated I didn't get invited. Like, I know Kelsey Longer and most of the people that ever knew her.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know who was invited? I don't know.
Yeah, I know people that went.
No, he means people in her life. Like, Bobby's known her for a long time.
Oh,
like,
I know.
And I'm not 100% irritated. I'm like...
What percentage?
42. Just that much.
But don't you think a little bit of it could be if inviting you could open up a can of worms of inviting?
It doesn't matter what worms you open up.
Oh.
And and I'm not even 50%, so I know I'm not right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was 51%, I would be right. I'm just telling you in my heart, I'm 40% irritated I didn't get invited to the wedding.
Fair enough.
I've known Kelsey before she even had a record deal.
I know.
But I'm not right. I'm wrong for being irritated. That's why it's not 50%. So I kind of don't care. What you gonna tell us? Except we already recorded. The one we're about to do. We sent one out for the national. Like they run it all day.
And I know. So you know what they're.
Yeah, because Amy.
You know what
me.
They did.
Yeah, Amy, I already know. We'll come back. We'll talk about that in a second.
Bobby Bones.
We have a lot of radio stations in our building, and so a lot of different formats of artists come by. And sometimes you find out that people are fans of weird artists. Like Ray apparently loves Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, they were up here on the pop station, and I heard Ray was just freaking out about it.
I wanted to get pictures with him. Every time I saw him in the hallway, I was like, Fall Out Boy! And I don't even know all the people in the group.
You know two of them, right?
The main dude.
Well, Pete Wentz is like the face, but he's like the bass player. He's not even the real... But then their singer, Patrick Stump.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a little about him, too. But...
Just a little bit.
Did you see them?
Yeah, and... I guess their drummer was there too, so at times I was like, Fall Out Boy! And then it was just maybe even one of their reps or something like that.
Why would you not just go up to them and say, hey, I'm a huge fan. Would you mind if I get a picture?
They're busy.
No, they're not really. They're not.
I don't think Pop Station likes us snagging people that come in for them.
They snag our people all the time. Who was the one that I got so upset about and I canceled the whole
Sheeran.
Thing?
Sheeran. Yeah.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Who had been on our show before. Mm. And he was coming in and the Pop Station threw an absolute fit. Ed didn't want to go on the Pop Station. Ed wanted to come here and be interviewed, and the Pop Station was like, yeah, I'm going to cry my... We're like, so I canceled the whole thing. Yes. Ray, you want to take a picture of somebody? Just go, in general. Just say, hey, I'm a huge fan. Would you mind taking a picture?
Yeah, and I they actually went out the back alley, and I was almost going down the stairs. I was like, ask the salesperson, where'd they go? Which way'd they go? And like, they just got rushed into a van, and they're gone.
They're not that famous, though, to be rushed.
They are. Millions of followers. But they had a security guy. He had this place on lock.
They had people out front waiting for him.
And
really?
He had the security guy had a little earpiece in. I was trying to talk to him, and he had to remove his earpiece so he could hear me.
Oh.
And then he just wasn't listening to like IR radio or something.
She says she's no good with words, but I
yep.
Did you get
he's not sure.
Did you get anything signed from him or anything?
Well, so what I did is I had my throat spray. They said, does anybody have any cough drops or throat spray? And I said, yes, I have throat spray. So I ran it to him, got it, and I said, there's only one condition. Please autograph it. So one of the promotions people from here came, brought it back to me and said, I got it autographed and I have it on my desk in there. Fall Out Boy, baby.
Which one of them signed it?
It might have been, it's like...
What do you mean it might have been?
Whoever the main person is, it says F-O-B.
That's a Fall Out Boy.
That's not an autograph.
It's in Sharpie. He said he got autographed.
The salesperson just went FOV.
That's not an autograph. An autograph would have been Patrick Stump, Pete Wentz, random drummer, you know?
I mean, that's what I'm saying, though. They're known as Fallout Boys, so maybe that's how they autograph.
Okay, so if you got a guitar, right? And yeah. It's like, hey, we're going to get you a guitar from, again, U2. Let's use U2 as an example. And the guitar just said U2 on it. Would you count that as an autograph from the band?
That's how they probably autograph as a group. Okay, we don't have all five of us to sign this little bottle real quick. Let's just sign a group signature.
You have to yell at me. I'm just asking you a question.
I'm just explaining it.
Well, I am sort of curious. You don't think U2 ever just signs anything?
No.
No.
No band I've ever met in the history of bands signing things. No. Just writes the band's name.
And why would you want them to sign that? You want Bono. Like, you want the artist.
If it was like The Edge, you would write The Edge. Yeah. Maybe U2 or Bono. And they'd write U2 and they'd sign around it or something.
Okay. I'm just trying to have a little bit of hope for Ray, but...
Such a nerd, dude.
I got it in there, baby. She wants to dance
like, ooh, F.O.B.
Yeah, we know. Fall Out Boy. Yeah, yeah. All right, thank you, Raymond. Like, ooh, such a big fan. I wonder why they were here. Are they playing in town or something? Right now?
No,
I have no idea.
No, who knows, right?
No clue. I don't even know who they are.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans sealed their wedding vows with a shot of tequila. They did this because of a special moment they shared after they met. They hosted an award show in Australia. And at the after party, Kelsey said he was like, hey, let's take this shot together. And she remembers taking the shot with him and then being like, whoa, he's super hot. Later that night, he leaned over, asked if he could kiss me like a proper gentleman. And she said, yes.
You asked?
Yeah.
I was weird. Always told, don't ask.
I bet in his Australian accent, it sounded pretty awesome.
You know, he's always lived here, though. Not always, but he's been here. Even when they were doing that, he was living here.
Okay. So still talks like Australia.
No, I know. But a lot of people think he moved over here. Mm. He didn't move over here.
Yeah. They were over there when they met.
That's true. We're doing, doing that award show. I'm better. Don't worry.
So at their wedding, they took a shot and then they did it with all the guests that were there as well. Like 100.
Yeah. And that didn't include me, by the way. Just letting everybody know.
Good.
That did not. If I ever get married, not coming. I don't care if it's 1,000 people. Kelsey blackballed. She's going to be at the door like, can I get in? Nope.
Oh, sorry. Bobby, stop. Wow.
Yep. What else you got?
Okay, so Google released its most searched terms of the year. Some of the categories include most searched person, Matt Lauer.
No, what? The number already? One, that just happened.
I know. That was a lot of searching really
like
quickly.
Like, people were just firing with their fingers.
Maybe some people are like, who?
No, not who.
I don't know. Why are they Googling him?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, why?
I know why. I guess they just want the details. Yeah. I was picturing, like, people were trying to figure out exactly, like,
No. They knew who he was.
Meghan Markle is the number one actor, obviously, because she's a future royal. And Floyd Mayweather was the top athlete.
Yeah, the Meghan Markle thing's interesting because it's the first, like, fiance to get to go to Christmas dinner. Like, not married.
Oh, wow. There's so
it's
many
a big
things.
Deal.
Yeah, apparently.
You're into it.
But that's, well, I'm into it because she's an American.
Uh-huh.
And I'll watch American ping pong and root for the Americans, right? Like, I like it that we're infiltrating their little system. Yeah.
I love that Bobby's into this.
No, I'm not into the romance. I kind of am.
Yeah, you are.
But I just think that I don't like that system. Like, the taxpayers pay the for royal. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of my friends who's British, and I was like, what do you think about this? Because they don't really have any power. It's just for fun. It, as people would say, it's just for spits and giggles.
Yeah.
You know?
But they do advise.
Okay, good.
Right? Yeah. Don't they take their opinion into account?
Yeah, you're right. They say, cool, got it. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure. Appreciate that.
Thanks for your input.
And he was like, well, it brings so much in tourism. Like, so many people care about it, and it makes us kind of a thing. That's what makes England.
Wow.
So they're not upset with it. But yeah, we have celebrities, but you kind of have to do something to be a celebrity. You're not really born into it. And if you are born into it, it's because somebody above you did something.
Yeah.
There, you're born. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, that's it. Okay. Maybe that's your 30 second skinny.
I like it, though, that she's American. I like it that she's been divorced. I like it that she's has multiple races. Like, it's just everything that they're not. And everything that we are as a country. Mm. Like, we just have... That's just a normal American. I mean, listen, she's super hot. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
But
normal
I'm just,
American.
But what do you
engaged.
Expect? He's a prince, you know?
To a prince.
Yeah. What about her ex, though? Like, that's crazy if your ex wife's going to marry a prince. Oh, like,
rough.
Boom!
Yeah. Got him.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, oh, man!
I messed up, boys.
Or I guess you always get to be the guy that used to be married to the girl that's now married to a prince.
Nah.
I bet they pay him some good money to keep his mouth shut.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Forever. Oh, yeah. I bet they do now.
Hmm.
Because he knows lots of stuff. They're married.
The people of England?
It doesn't have to be bad stuff, but it's, hey, don't go sell your stories.
Mm. Wow.
Because he could very easily. I bet they give him a nice little royal sash to wear around the house.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
At 7:15, we'll get an update on Amy's kids. Well, I guess wherever you are. Maybe it's 8:15 Eastern. In 15 minutes, we'll get an update on Amy's kids. So 15 minutes from now, what's happening with that? Because I don't know the latest. All I know is I remember the day when we had FaceTime and you would answer. Man, those were fun.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I tried to FaceTime Amy yesterday.
Oh,
not
no.
An answer. Not a call back. Nothing.
Ooh.
Back in the good old days,
ooh,
it'd be like, oh, I just missed a call.
Oh, you mean the good old days like a few days before that?
Yeah. That was a fun time.
I think I was at yoga. And yeah. Then...
then you just...
I don't know why I didn't call you back. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Ooh.
Dang.
Oh, but I don't know. Sounds like something you do, too.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm known for that. It's my thing.
Yeah.
But, that's true, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah, it's my thing.
Yeah,
my thing.
Sorry. I did totally see that you FaceTimed because, yeah. Whoops. Whoopsie.
Another thing is, I'll make a friend.
Oh, boy.
Or a female friend. And then Amy swoops in and just takes them.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Who?
Or I'll...
You mean... a friend, or you've dated them?
Both. Or in the past, I've dated people, and Amy becomes great friends with them, and then I don't date them anymore. And Amy,
and she's still...
And that's okay, because... Yeah. But I'm,
what it, happened?
This whole song and dance of you coming in, now Amy's like friends with the Arkansas head coach's wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, swooped
okay.
In.
Amy.
Swooped in.
They were friends first, that's, Amy.
So, right. So
yeah, like, he beat me by like 24 hours.
But you wouldn't have even known her. And so, like, I'm a diehard Razorback fan. And she listens to the show.
Yeah.
She's a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And now Amy's over there, like, insta-tweet, like, secretly
oh
tweeting.
Goodness.
Yeah, I'm like, woo pig.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And so Amy's got hooked up. It's talking to the head coach's wife. And now it's another one.
I know. I was like, how about those seats Bobby gave y'all for the show? She's like, yeah.
They're pretty bad.
That's not true. Is it true?
No.
Someone,
Amy,
he's so self-conscious
totally
about
joking.
That.
Someone texted me because I gave the coach and his family seats, but I don't want to put them too close to the front because I said, hey, you should leave after about 20 or 30 minutes because we're playing all night long and they've been going all day. I was like, just... So I didn't put them too close to the front.
Yeah, like part of their schedule was hang time with Bobby or whatever.
That's
like
what I said on the
news.
I know.
It's so funny. He's like, press conference here, meeting here, sports something here, time with Bobby Bones.
That was pretty funny.
I laughed out loud.
I did too. And I put it up because it was so ridiculous, but... people on Instagram were like, nice humble brag. I put it up because it was so ridiculous.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. I don't even think that's a humble brag.
I didn't either.
That's funny.
Time with Bobby Bones.
And I would tell you if I thought it was a humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I saw you post a picture from the paper of me and you.
Yeah, humble brag.
And he was like, my dad is so proud of the picture
of
us.
He was. Yeah. He like saved the paper for me. And I was like, Dad, you know that article's not about me. I don't know how my picture
But it was all you. Like
what? No. I mean, she interviewed me, but it was all about you. I don't know why that picture was chosen. I guess it's the most recent one of like us. They must have typed into Google Bobby and Amy.
Amy posted it on her Instagram and a listener was like, your smile does not look good.
Your
and
soft it, smile looks painful.
And Amy got
said.
So butthurt.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
She sent me a note, like, what did I say back? I'm like, nothing.
I did yeah. reply. I said, what does that mean?
It means nothing.
Well, I haven't heard back. I'll let you know.
You can't get upset at all the comments. And what we do is we focus on the negative. There may be 80.
And I know, and I
like,
don't always like go read comments, but I happened to see that one and I was like, my soft smile is painful, like painful to look at, looks painful to smile. Like, what do you mean? Let me see if they replied back to my question.
You're getting too wrapped up.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know what a soft smile is.
I mean,
it's
neither.
When you don't smile hard. It's like when you just kind of smile like this a little
which
bit.
Which I do sometimes, yeah. And people are like, why don't, when you smile, why don't you show your teeth?
Do
I'm
your
like,
heart
sometimes
smile.
I do. So, yeah. Softer. I'm like, can we just post a picture and you not, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, like, why even say anything?
We're trying to clamp down on this like word.
Because oh, did I just say it a
like
lot?
Like five times.
Oh,
oh
man.
Shoot.
Five times. And like, I'm doing it too. I just, listen, like I'm doing
yes.
it too. Because I'm around her all
the
time.
I bet you blame
me. No, yes.
Oh.
It's rubbing off.
Okay.
And so I sent her a note. I said, hey, we have to stop saying like.
Because
she's saying it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I, osmosis, I get it.
So how do you stop that?
That's a tough word.
Like, I haven't said a curse word in 2 years.
Yes.
And I used to curse.
Amazing, too, by the way.
But it's a discipline. So my new discipline is going to be to eliminate that word. It's going to take a while, but...
Is this like a starve yourself every time you say it kind of thing?
So what happens, I do punish myself.
I'm not playing that game.
Yeah, I know you do.
I do punish myself. Like if I do something and it's not up to snuff, I'll punish myself.
Oh, you're not eating dinner tonight.
Well, I'll delay it.
Okay.
Or I'll have to work out extra. Or I'll, because I know what makes me tick. And so it's not for everyone. Some people, a reward system is great.
Yeah.
For me, it's a punishment system to myself. And I was writing about this in my book. It's not about the punishment or the reward. It's about knowing who you are and how whenever you achieve or don't, you react.
Wow.
And so mine is?
Punishment.
Punishment.
Yeah.
I've been a bad boy. Yeah? How bad a boy have you been? Well, real bad. I had to have this conversation with myself. Wow, yeah.
So like no food bad.
Well, I don't go full meal. But sometimes if I was really looking forward to some short rib.
No short rib.
You go pot roast.
I'll cut it out and I'll just go grilled chicken. And I punish myself. And sometimes I have to go pick my own switch for myself.
For yourself.
Uh-huh. And it's not very
I don't
fun.
Want to do this, Bobby.
It's like, why do you make me do this to myself? And I'm like, well, sometimes you just, and it's tough. It's tough to be a parent of yourself.
What? Oh my gosh.
What?
I don't know.
Now you
know.
Sound normal,
I'm just
dude.
Like,
you sound totally normal right now.
Very, very normal.
I'm like, what is happening?
That's how I'm able to deal with myself, though.
No, it makes sense.
Some people can go buy themselves a new pair of shoes, or me, I do the opposite. See all those belts hanging up there, Bobby? Go get one of them.
Pick one.
Go get one.
What in the world? Right.
So I'm not going to say like the rest of the show.
No, that's on you, though. However you want to punish yourself.
No, I'm scared of Bobby like now.
No, I don't punish other people.
Oh.
Unless they want it.
The Morning Corny.
What did the hot dog say when he crossed the finish line?
What did the hot dog say when he crossed the finish line?
I'm the wiener.
That's so...
That was the Morning Corny.
Not bad. Not bad. That's my New Year's resolution, by the way.
What?
Eliminating like.
Me too.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, you'll never work. That'll never work for you. Amy and your husband tried to have kids. They, for some reason, didn't. So they tried to adopt domestically and they kept moving. He was in the military. So every time you move, it starts over. So that became constant starting over. Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti and went to an orphanage and met these kids and picked up a little boy. He peed on her. I was like, I think this is a sign. And him and another little girl, they're not biological brother and sister.
Mm-mm.
But at the time, he was how old?
Like 3, 2 and a half when I met him. But And then later we decided we would want multiple kids, so we put in for a boy and a girl and ended up being matched with him and then her.
And she is how much older than him, 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 10 and a half now, he's 7.
Okay, so here we are, it's Thursday, December 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me where you are in your head and what's happening as far as you going to get the kids.
We've booked our flight down there.
When do you leave America?
Sunday.
Okay, so that means what?
It means that I feel comfortable enough going down there. I don't know if we'll be there one day or 5 days.
But, really?
But we're going to be there.
Will you come back without the kids?
No. Nope.
How do you know you're going to get them? Is everything cleared?
Because, well, no, if it was cleared, I would know. I would have a date because we're literally just waiting for like one thing to get done. And as soon as that does get done, the embassy is... ready, like they're ready. So I just, you know, it's just a matter of when that gets done. Can they complete it within a few hours or is it going to take them 36 hours? I don't know.
Will they be your kids in Haiti?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to get them here.
Yeah. Like their little passport information stuff is like their name with our last name. And, you know, I
is
really,
their name changed over there now?
Mm-hmm.
It's officially changed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's officially changed. So it's weird. We were looking at our return flight, so we would be buying a flight for them. And so that part is kind of weird.
So
once we're ready, we're buying 4 flights home and we will type in their name with our last name and then their country of origin, which will be Haiti. And then we're waiting on their passport numbers. But
so you go Sunday.
mm-hmm.
and you come back anytime Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Basically. We're just on standby.
So you can, at some point next week, your kids are going to be on American soil.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I feel super confident saying that.
That's crazy. It's just this big, long storybook
yeah.
that
yeah.
we've been living for.
And it's coming like right before Christmas and then just all the things. Like, it's crazy. I can't believe it's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Okay, Bobby Wisdom?
Yeah.
Would you like a piece?
What's your Bobby Wisdom?
Just plan on one more huge hurdle popping up that you're not expecting.
I feel like I'm on that hurdle right now.
Just one more. Once you get over there,
I feel like
something's going to happen. You're going to be like, oh no.
I feel like right now my legs are up, the hurdle, like I'm leaping over.
Yeah, just... You got probably one more solid one in the way.
I know. I feel like I could win an award for how many times in the last month that I've said, we're going to know more tomorrow.
Here's an award.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you this award right here.
Every day.
It is our The Bobby Bones Show iHeart Country Personality of the Year. Here you go. It's right here.
Because my family is trying to book flights and be here and do stuff. So they call every day with an update. And I'm like, ugh, I really feel like we'll know more tomorrow. My sister already booked flights, so...
to
Nashville.
To see the kids?
To be here when they arrive. She already booked her flight, so it was like, okay, no pressure.
Hmm.
I mean, she can change it, obviously, but I mean, I guess she felt pretty confident, which is awesome.
So next week, you think your kids will be in America?
Yes!
Okay, there's your update.
All right.
George Clooney's fun, huh? Like, they go on an airplane, all of a sudden they have a baby with them. First of all, I'm surprised they're not flying private, that they're in a public airplane with normal folks.
I like that.
They got a bunch of money. It was a overseas flight, though. But, so they get on, and they have 2 6-month-old twins, and they give everybody noise-canceling headphones. They're like, hey, sorry about these babies. So they start passing out these big old nice headphones.
The whole plane.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's baller.
They passed out noise-canceling headphones during a recent flight to England. They featured the logo of his Casamigos tequila, and it came with a note apologizing ahead of time. Clooney, 56, and Amal, 39, welcome Ella and Alexander in June. There was a story also about George Clooney. He had 14 friends, and he gave them all $1 million each.
So amazing.
And paid their taxes for a year. So the story comes up in 2013. He had 14 of his closest friends come to his house for dinner. They arrived. They found a black designer luggage bag. When they opened the bag, they found $1 million in $20 bills each.
Crazy.
George Clooney said, I want you guys to know how much you meant to me and how much you mean in my life. I came to LA. I slept on your couch. I'm so fortunate in my life to have all of you. I couldn't be where I am today without all of you. So he gave them all $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I need a friend like that.
Hey, Bones.
What?
You work hard for your money.
Yeah.
And when you do get the chance to share your money with anyone...
I do share my money with school.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I mean, us. Like, that story...
I didn't sleep on your couches. You should give me your money.
You never slept on my couch?
No, you should give me your money.
Yeah, I've slept on your couch before.
But there has been time... Well, I don't know about everybody on the show that's benefited from it, but a lot of people have benefited from Bobby's money.
Yeah.
No, I know. I just meant this story. Like, he gave it to his, how many friends? 11?
14.
That's cool.
I don't think it's been in, like, a briefcase, but it's been in paychecks. Yeah, Bobby's sharing money.
Well, no, we worked for that.
No. I've taken money out of my contract for all of you guys.
Graciously been like, hey, I'm going to
I'll just cover the raises.
Yeah.
Oh.
But what he's saying is...
I'm not paying you guys anything. Stop begging.
Not begging, just pointing out.
Like, a thank you for being in your life, like George said.
You know what? I'm not giving you guys any money.
Oh, okay, fine. Christmas spirit.
Man, ball humbug.
That's not Christmas spirit. I can't even tell a story about somebody being generous without people going, well, hey, give me something, Bobby.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no, it's every time.
Hey, I just brought it
up. Every time. Every time I'm like, oh, did you see this person do this? Well, hey, Bobby, won't you give me $20?
Yeah, I get that.
It doesn't even want to share good stories because all you guys do is beg. It's like, hey, you got a quarter? Hey, stop, Eddie.
Hey man, you can use that change sitting right there.
Hey, do you like that wallet you have? I do. Well, when you don't like it anymore, can I have it? Hey, can we stop?
Okay, I'll stop.
Come on. Everybody's doing just fine in here. By the way, I'm going to Garth on the 22nd.
Oh, you decided?
I have decided.
Wow.
Got an offer. Well, I was like, come to any of the shows, just let me know which one. And so I'm going to go up and I'm going to sing the dance.
You are?
No.
I believed it too.
I did too.
This is not fair.
You said you got an offer and you decided you're going to go. And I'm like, what?
So I'm going to go on the 22nd because he's doing 7 shows in a row here. And Garth's my favorite. But can you imagine how mad the crowd would be if Garth went? And now just imagine the crowd. And now to sing the dance, Bobby Bones. Hey, everybody. They'd be like, what?
What the?
And I'm like, you know the words. And Garth walks off stage. And it's just me in my red track suit up there.
That'd be terrible.
All right, Jimmy and the band, ready? Here we go. Uh-oh. The crowd's like, what? And I'm like, looking back.
Boo. Yeah.
Like, where's Garth?
I want my money back.
Yeah. So no, I'm not singing.
The dance we shared.
Thought you were.
It's the next to last show of his American tour. I was going to go on the last to last, but I'm playing the Opry that night. I'm doing stand-up that night.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
But I'm going
to
go.
Can't go to Garth because I'm playing the Opry.
Rough life. Jeez,
you know what? You guys can hate all you want. The
that
Opry's
was not
awesome.
A hate. That
yes,
was
like, it was. That's very much hater
wait,
tone. Yes,
what?
Hater tone.
Don't
I heard it.
Okay.
Hater
got,
tone.
Oh, no, no, no.
You said I'm going
straight
to
from the Golden Hate Bridge.
No, it was just funny because it was like, listen, oh, what is this life? It was
this
more
life
like,
is I've been grinding on the road for years telling jokes, and now I do comedy, and I went and did it once, and they were like, it's pretty good, come back, and so I get to keep going.
Yeah.
So don't
yeah.
be, don't.
No, no, it's amazing.
Everybody's hating on me
wait,
today.
Wait, how, just
I'm
because
sorry.
These guys over here no. were
whoa,
begging
whoa, whoa.
For money, now my one comic
I'm
gets
over
lumped
that
into
begging.
Negativity, and it wasn't.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, that's how we deal with each other.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's a good coping mechanism, guys.
Tomorrow's the Christmas party here on the show. Oh, you think there's some tension now. Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Guys, I did get a note that my gift from Mike D's in. Crushed it.
I mean,
Mike D, prepare for the greatest gift of your life in your mind. Prepare for the I don't like building things up.
This is crazy.
Well, I mean, that is definitely what you're doing.
And I might have went a little overboard on spending.
Oh, overboard.
I might have went a little overboard on spending.
Of course.
Because I feel like you have to get something personal. It's just not about going to buy something expensive. It's not, you just go buy a watch. Like, who cares? You know, I watch.
Yeah, you get him something that he needs.
No. Yeah. I got him something.
Not even something he needs. Just something awesome, huh?
What?
Mike D will think this is the greatest gift.
See,
he might cry.
What?
Cry?
And I don't want to build it up, but wow. It's probably the greatest gift you ever got in your life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have ideas in my head.
The theme is 90s. Christmas tomorrow? Hey, Amy, come over. I'll tell you you're here.
Okay.
You tell me. You tell me.
Amy, and then you tell us.
Yeah, that's later. Why I wanted
Hold
Bobby
on.
To draw me.
I got to tell her.
Turn that music up. We can hear you.
Yep. Oh, that's cool. That's a good gift.
We never know anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's the best time.
How much, Amy?
Yeah, wow.
Jesus, it's a wow.
Wow. How did you even do that?
How did you do that?
Wow.
How did you do that?
I bought a car that's shaped like Mike D's head.
How did you do that?
He can drive his own head around.
I mean,
it's not that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not crazy, but I nailed it. And, wow. I was worried it wasn't going to be here in time. And I just got a note that's being delivered today.
It's here. It's being towed in.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
His secondary gift is also awesome.
Secondary?
Well, in case this
you
one didn't come.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
you want to know what that is? Come here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay.
No.
For me.
Wait, I got to tell Amy.
Man.
Turn the music up so we heard you last time.
It's a 90s. No, you didn't. It's a 90s theme thing.
But, hey, Lunch, what do you think it is?
Man, I'm just going to be disappointed because
here we go.
Wow. Wow.
How much?
Wow, how'd you do that?
How did you do that?
Even with the backups.
Even the backups, how did you do that?
See,
tomorrow's the big Christmas show.
Can I complain for a minute?
Sure.
No.
Oh, wait, no.
We're out of time.
Yeah,
we're
out of time. What do you want to complain about?
The one time Bobby draws my name was last year when it's Cracker Barrel Christmas. I mean, of all the
what did
years.
You get? What did you get?
I don't even know.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
That's the problem.
And he bought Ray a gift, and he told me off the air that it's a terrible gift.
Well, he already knows it's a terrible gift.
No. The reason, because I originally bought him something, and I found out it was a knockoff from China, and I was like, nope. So I had to cancel the order, and so I had to get him a last-minute gift.
What did you want to get him?
I wanted to, he's a big Michigan State basketball fan, so Mateen Cleaves was the best basketball player there in the 90s, so I tried to buy him a Mateen Cleaves Michigan State basketball jersey.
And it was fake?
It was a fake one from China.
It cost like $11. Shouldn't that be the first tip?
And so I was like...
How much was it?
It was like $50, buy it now. And so I canceled the
that's
order.
Not bad.
Yeah,
no, but it wasn't real. Obviously,
it wasn't
that's
real.
Not real.
It was from China, and I was like,
Guys,
what in the world?
I got Coldplay to come to the house.
How did you do that?
Well, it's a Chinese version. And I got to pay for all their flights.
But they're from really China. Good.
They're the Chinese cover band of Coldplay. I bought it now.
Amazing.
$18.
Oh, man.
All right. Tomorrow's a big Christmas show. On my Instagram, I take a picture of my dog because what he'll do is he sits around the corner and he doesn't think I can see him. And he peeks around the corner. So I took a picture of him thinking I can't see him. Oh, but I can see him.
So cute.
And then everybody's like, look at how nice your floors are. Are my floors cool?
Oh, do they mean like nice? Like you have nice
hardwood floors?
Or like I don't know, you take anything care of it?
I don't think about floors.
I mean, you have nice hardwood. Yeah.
People notice the weirdest stuff.
It's clean.
Let me see.
Most guys, they probably were like, he's a guy, he's a bachelorette. We don't expect his hardwood.
I'm a bachelorette.
You're a bachelor. Like most people don't expect your wood to be like so clean and shiny.
That's a nice floor, man.
Yeah.
Is it?
It really is.
It's like you're out there with the floor cleaner.
It's good wood.
I keep my house clean.
Yeah, you stay tidy.
I shouldn't get commended for a clean house. Mm. We should just all have clean houses. We should clean our houses.
Yeah. Good point.
Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see the picture of my dog peeking around the corner, but mostly I guess my floors. But someone got me the other day because I posted a picture of my bedroom and there's still a picture up that I haven't.
Oh boy.
I shouldn't say taken down. I just haven't taken it down of Lindsay and I.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the background and listeners were commenting on it.
Yeah, that's okay though.
Like we are not secretly dating. There's a rumor out that, are they secret? We're not. She did bring a Christmas gift over last night though.
How'd that go?
Good. I didn't give her anything back.
You decided not to do anything.
That's not true. That's not what I said. I did not give her anything back last night. Yeah.
Okay,
what
happened?
What he said, Amy.
I know. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did you order something? You haven't gotten it. You're still thinking about it.
I felt like we weren't going to do a gift exchange right then.
Okay.
Because it felt forced. Like I had to buy her a gift. And I didn't have to buy her a gift. So I told her, I'm not giving it to you right now.
You're just going to let it organically happen.
No, I'll give it to her probably on the backside because she's playing shows.
Okay.
And she's gone to Canada. But what?
What are you laughing at?
Oh, man, all this whole thing is funny to me.
She gave me some boxing shoes that she had ordered
before
we split up. Mm-hmm. And some like compression shorts.
Mm.
So to work out. She was like, I got this for you. It was really nice of her.
Yeah.
She's
thoughtful for sure.
Yes.
And she's a planner. Man, she had those gifts way before.
Yeah.
And so, I think I saw on Instagram she's already done with all of her Christmas shopping and she's wrapped all of her Christmas presents.
Oh, she was done in like July.
I know. I'm like, what?
Yeah, she's out of her mind.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to add?
Well, how long did she stay?
Yeah.
No more than 10 minutes.
Oh, what?
Okay. Wow.
What did you want to have? Thanksgiving dinner?
Out?
What?
She came home and gave me
a Christmas
shopping.
Did you make her leave? How did this go?
And she stayed no more than 10 minutes.
I made her hand them to me through the dog door.
That's all I'm saying.
Was there like, when she walked in the door, there was like 2 minutes mingle time. 3 minutes.
30-second gift exchange.
Okay, now you're referencing my Thanksgiving grid.
2 minutes of TV time and then out the door.
Listen, I'm OCD about times, but what happened was it was like 8:15. It was already late for me. Her parents are in town, and they had left a Christmas party for like her label or her songwriting thing.
They came? The parents came to your house?
They did not.
Oh.
They dropped her off and just waited for her.
They waited at the end of the driveway?
They were in the car.
And so...
Oh, man. Damn, that's like high
school. She had to text her, all right, come back and get me.
That she did. Yeah. Oh. But
that's good, though.
And they responded so quickly?
No, not so quickly. It was all good. Everybody relaxed.
No, we're just wondering,
was
man.
It weird?
No.
Bobby goes, y'all were like, how long was she there? And he's like, no more than 10 minutes.
One, it was late. And two, her parents were with her. And so she gave me the gifts. They were fantastically generous. And... it was good.
So do you high five her when she gives you the gift?
No, I gave her a hug.
Okay.
How long was the hug?
Oh my God.
3 seconds.
No more than 3 seconds. No.
He timed it.
It's like 1, 2, 3. Yeah, about 3 seconds.
A little tap, tap.
That's the appropriate.
It's
like...
Yeah, it's a sincere hug. It's not just like a hug, and then it's not like a ooh hug. It's
yeah,
a sincere.
Well, obviously, you sincerely appreciate.
Absolutely.
Her, yeah, for sure.
Fantastic.
When's it's probably been a minute since y'all hugged though.
It has.
Yeah. You feel good.
It did feel good. It felt good to get a hug from anybody, man.
Yeah. So you felt
I've been
something?
Lonely for a long time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I've been just rolling solo. My dog didn't like to hug me back sometimes. I want to tell you my story about getting pulled over. So it's 3:30 in the morning, coming to work. And I was doing 65 on the interstate. And so I'm just driving and woo, blue lights, right? And I'm like, oh, the fuzz. You know, so I'm running.
The fuzz.
Yeah, the cop's behind me, right?
Yeah,
boop,
yeah.
Boop. And I'm like, oh, boy. And so he was sitting in the middle grass of the interstate. And I know I was doing 65 because I looked at it on my speedometer. So we drive and I go, well, I'm on the interstate. I'm getting all the way up the interstate and I'm driving to a well-lit
area?
Yeah, a gas station or a fast food place. I was going to find one of them and make sure we had room. I don't want to put the officer in any harm on the side of any road that wasn't completely comfortable. And guys, I put my blinker on. I probably drove like 3 miles.
Oh, no.
So yeah, how did you know you're not like trying to evade the law?
Because I was going slow and I had the blinker on. Like, and I had my hands out of the window the whole time.
So was OJ, dude. No.
It wasn't that. But it was a little too long to be comfortable. But I felt like I owed it to him to go to a safe place.
Yeah. You can just yell that out the window. I'm driving to a safe place.
Well, I just put my blinker on and I drove slow. And
because he could be an imposter. This
no,
is for
he
your
wasn't.
Safe.
For sure he wasn't an imposter.
Well, I'm just saying for other people.
So I go and I pull into the restaurant over here by the radio station. It's not a Jack in the Box. It's a little hamburgers.
Oh, White Castle.
Pull into the White Castle.
Okay.
And he pulls in behind me and he comes up to the window. And by the way, I turn my interior lights on to make sure he can see my hands because I realize every time an officer has to stop somebody, like he puts his life at the risk of whoever's in that car. And I totally respect that. And so, boop, lights on, hands are on my steering wheel. He says, hey, do you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, I was going 65. And he was like, that's correct. I was like, cool. And apparently, there's a one stretch of the interstate that's 55.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. So it's totally on me.
Yeah.
And so he says, can I see your driver's license, please? I said, yes, sir. So I'm reaching my bag because my wallet was in my backpack. And so he says, okay, cool. So I reach in the bag and give him my driver's license. I'm glad I didn't ask for insurance. I don't even know what that is, but he didn't ask for it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably in there somewhere.
He got lucky.
Yeah, so he goes and he runs it and he goes, okay, you're clear. He said, no one ever tells the truth about how fast they were going.
You're like, you told me on the dot.
He was like, no. He said, I was going 64. Yeah, like.
You went over.
Yeah, I went over.
I probably went 80, huh, sir?
Officer, I think I might have been doing 100.
No, you're actually doing 64.
So, and he also, it was like 3:30 in the morning. And they're looking for drunks.
Yeah.
At 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did he ask you if you were like leaving the club?
No. Because I just looked like I wasn't leaving the club. Like I looked like me. Hey, a little nerdy guy in a hoodie going to work.
Out of the shower.
And so, yeah, he was totally cool. And he let me go. No warning, nothing. But I just thought it was funny when he was like, yeah, you were going that fast. He was like, thanks for being honest. I was like, you're welcome. But I really thought I should have got a ticket if he would have wanted to give me a ticket because I was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know that was a slower area.
Lucky.
And I wasn't drunk.
And honest, yep.
And I think they just get a lot of drunks.
Yeah.
And I was also doing like figure eights and stuff in the highway. What do you call it when you take your car and you swerve side to side?
Oh, like NASCAR when they're warming up the tires?
No, like when you cruise. Like you drift. I was drifting.
Swag surfing.
Okay. He's just saying words now. Okay.
Is that not what it's called?
I don't know. He just yells words.
Okay.
Goobly gobbling it.
No.
Wax on, wax off.
We did this thing where I'm like, hey, tell us your favorite Christmas memory. And I run them on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, and I got the same note from about three people about how fake Eddie's is.
Well, that's terrible.
So fake.
It's so fake.
So
but
fake.
You always do these fake things where you're like, I'm the perfect family man. No. I haven't heard it. Let me listen
is
to it.
Is that what
first.
You think this is?
I don't know. Because three different people messaged me and said, Eddie's family memory is so fake.
They laughed at me so hard.
Okay, I haven't heard this. I would like to play it now. Do I just hit play? It says it's 38 seconds. Like, do I have to hear all of it?
No, it's us laughing and making fun of him at the end.
Okay. Okay, obviously wasn't in the room, so here we go.
I'm going to have to go with something that we...
So I say, hey, what's your favorite Christmas memory, Eddie? And so we recorded them in two different places. I recorded all the laydowns in the studio, and then everyone inserted theirs over the top of it. Because I've been out of town.
Lunch, stop laughing.
It is so stop fake. Laughing.
Did you send in the history fake?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, you're one of them? There are three people, Eddie, that told on you.
Great.
Okay, so I'm like... Producer Eddie, tell us your favorite Christmas memory.
I'm going to have to go with something that we probably did a bunch. It wasn't one memory specific, but there were a lot of nights, Christmas Eve nights, that my dad would say, get in the car, we're going to go deliver gifts and food to all our friends and family. And we would go around town, and we would just deliver like whatever we made. My mom would make these sugar cookies, and we'd give it to them. And half of these people I didn't even know. What are you all laughing at?
Stop. This guy is acting like his favorite Christmas moment is delivering gifts to someone else. Get out of town. But go ahead.
Jerks.
What? You started laughing.
Okay, that's the end of the
question. I mean, is that funny to you, Bones?
Okay, here's my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was truly a good memory of mine.
It's probably a good memory of yours. I think you're probably playing it up a little bit, but that's okay. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He's the one hating on you because he loves presents so much.
Like, yes. Stop. He's acting like he wasn't excited. He was excited about baking goods and going handing them out to
random
people.
I agree.
Eddie's
all over the top with about how good it is.
I'll be honest with you. I can't remember one present as a kid. Like, that wasn't a thing for me. Like,
well, Lunchbox loves presents, so it blows him away.
Yeah.
What was yours? I don't have yours up. What was yours?
Mine was when I was 11 years old and we were in Chicago at my grandparents' house, and I woke up, I run downstairs, and I'm all excited about presents, and I look outside and it's actually snowing on Christmas, and we went outside and built a snowman in the backyard movies. Like, it was awesome.
There you go. I don't think there's anything wrong with yours, Eddie, but I do think you were doing the Eddie a bit where you kind of make things better than it is.
I mean, I don't know if anything was better or not, but that's what we did, Christmas Eve.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
I think it's special, and he wants to continue the tradition.
Yeah, I said that too before they interrupted me.
And he was the big interrupter.
He was the instigator of the whole thing.
No, I did not laugh first.
And then Ray was laughing.
And then I looked over at Amy, and she was kind of
like
hiding.
Yeah, we were all laughing, because like it was just...
Because you know Eddie. You know how Eddie does Eddie.
It just got awkward, because we all really could not... It just got funny. But Eddie, I didn't know you out.
I don't think it's a problem.
Bunch of haters.
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
My ruling is you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. That's probably what you're going to do.
Yeah, with your family.
See? See, Bones?
They're hating on you. I'm not hating on you, for the record. They are.
Guys.
A surgeon admits to signing his initials on patients' livers. And so,
oh man,
that's not cool.
Had that in my pile.
This 53-year-old surgeon, his name is Simon Bramhall. He was in court. He admitted to signing his initials on two different patients' livers. Another doctor went in and saw it.
Yeah, for a different surgery, and then ratted him out.
Well, it's a thing where you probably should tell. Like, that's one of those. Oh. But I wouldn't mind someone, because that means they're proud of their work. Like, you don't sign something you're not proud of. So if he rocked that gallbladder and he wants to throw a little, you know, SB on there, I have no problem with that.
I feel it's like you're proud. Yeah, like you say, they're proud. You're leaving your mark.
Like, you don't sign a painting that you're not proud of.
This is a liver.
I know. But I'm saying, if he signed it, he probably did a good job. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't go around signing people's body parts.
Without letting them know.
So you think that person's going to get some money?
Well, the thing is, nobody would have ever seen it either.
Yeah, no one ever knows.
Like, he was just doing it for himself to be funny. Because no one's ever... He can't show that off to anybody.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Unless that person has another surgery and this other doctor sees it.
Like this one.
Yeah.
John Stamos expecting his first child. John Stamos is 54.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Eddie's clapping. They can't tell he's clapping.
Whatever. Oh, I'm sorry.
His girlfriend's 35.
Yeah, so they're having their first baby. And so I saw Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky, put out a statement. She was like, I'm very happy for him.
What?
Did they date in real life ever?
I think so.
Man.
I do.
You know what she does now? On.
Probably Hallmark movies, if you're asking right now.
Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
But so John Stamos, 54. Man, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, he is.
Still looks young.
He's aged well.
And he's a good looking dude.
How did they do that?
Well, he grows a beard well. And if you have all your hair and you can grow a beard, especially that isn't gray or you dye it, you can keep that young look.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grow a beard, have all my hair, and wear sunglasses so you see nothing but hair and sunglasses and be like, he still looks 22. That's it.
22.
I was Kendrick Lamar. I was listening to his interview with Howard Stern. And Kendrick Lamar, the rapper, did you hear what he said? He said he was abducted by aliens when he was a kid.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. He said he was probably abducted by aliens, but nobody believed him. And they don't believe him now.
Where did they take him?
Well, he said when he was 6 years old, he said it's something he can't describe because it was like a dart in the past. And they asked if he was abducted. He goes, yeah, probably. He says, that's why I'm doing music right now. They gave me the energy. Hmm. What if he's... Listen.
Okay,
what
stop.
If he's telling
stop.
The truth, though?
Stop.
Bobby.
Stop. He's not.
Come on.
Well, I'm just,
you always said, like, okay, so if you die and say you make it to the other side and you come back to life, like, and you write a book about it, nobody's ever gonna, how do they really know? How can they prove you wrong? So, like, same with this.
I
like
don't say die.
Six.
I say you can act like you died and write a book and say, well, I died and went and talked.
Oh, yeah.
And saw my Uncle John.
Yeah, right, people do that.
They can't prove you wrong.
Exactly. No, like, we can't prove this six-year-old.
You can't prove them right or wrong. I'm just saying.
What percentage of you believes them?
Oh, not...
1%. Oh.
Like, I just think it could be a thing. I'm 99% thinking it's probably not.
And if he did go, then the aliens, they gave him his energy.
His energy, but...
Tell him, be humble. Holla. Sit down. Holla. Be humble. Holla. Sit down.
What about that, though?
I wonder why he thinks he was abducted.
Because he think people are weird.
That's your answer? You went through all that to go to people?
I was going
to
try to say...
No, that. I really serve. Want the breakdown.
Okay. I was going to say he's an idiot, but I don't want to say that because... Everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Amy told us earlier she leaves Sunday to go to Haiti, and she doesn't know when she's coming back, but when she comes back, she will have those kids with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have the grid of who has what days? Because we bet on what day those kids would be on American soil. I'm wondering who has...
So it's when they land in Miami?
Yeah, is this it?
Yeah, it's feet on American soil.
Okay, oh, so not feet in Nashville, it's feet in Miami.
In American soil, okay. Yes. So wait, so...
Hmm.
If you already missed two of your days.
Well, I know that because I picked the 12th and 13th. And I picked those days, and Lunchbox started screaming that it was rigged.
Well,
I was like, there's nothing.
Now it's proof there it wasn't rigged.
It wasn't.
It never was.
I was hoping for those days, but Bobby had zero clue.
So
Eddie has tomorrow
and the day after.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't think you're going to get
it. But I don't
it.
Even leave till Sunday.
What day do you leave?
Sunday.
The what?
The 17th.
Okay, I have the 19th, the 20th,
there
the 21st, the 22nd.
Oh. There you go.
There you go.
Boom.
Yeah.
You knew.
So, no, I bet those way, way, way early. I bought those other dates later. So there goes that theory.
I mean, I would venture to say Bobby wins.
Boom. Can I have my money now? I'll tell you what, I'll make you guys a deal. I'll take 90% of it right now.
Or, hey, wait, what?
Or 100% of it later.
No, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
But Amy gets her kids. She's
crazy.
She's going to come back next week and have her kids with her. That's crazy.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy has a tourniquet in her car in case anybody needs it.
Oh, wow.
Yep, a legit certified tourniquet. It's not just a rope. It's a tourniquet.
Why?
I have no idea. I guess my husband had an extra one and he put it in my glove box. He's like... Remind me if we need to have a little session on exactly how to use this, but it's pretty self-explanatory, and I'm going to put it right here in case you ever need it. And I'm like, what is happening? So I have it in my console.
So why would you need it?
I guess in case somebody needs a tourniquet. Like, I don't know. Is he starting to, like, get my car all ready for kids? Like, I feel like I'm going to get in there, and there's going to be, like, safety things and... roadside assistant things.
You like the flares over to your left.
Not jumper cables, a like tourniquet.
All kinds of things. Snacks and matches and flashlights. And
there's know where to tourniquet? Like where to put it?
Well, I mean, it depends where the
leading
is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I have no clue.
I mean, if it's the arm, you put it on the arm.
Yeah. You Google it. That's what I do. There's a guy.
Siri.
He's a businessman. He has was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And he threw a huge party to say thank you and goodbye. He's 80 years old. He invited 1,000 guests, including friends, former schoolmates, business partners, and employees. And he was like, listen, I'm satisfied. I want to say thank you to the people in my life. And he's decided to not go through any of the therapy because it's not going to completely save him. It would just extend him a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't deal with the side effects.
Yeah, he's your quality of life is
like,
great.
He's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Man.
And what a weird party to go to, though, because it's like, hey, Ben, good to see you. Oh, man, what a party. But it's like, you're dying.
Yeah. No, that is.
That'd be a tough one to go to.
Mm-hmm. But what a special thing, because not many people get to do something like that and give your loved ones that you're leaving behind that time together.
It's like people who have funerals and they want to do parties. That's always a tough one for me. Like, you know, when I go out, I just want there to be a big party, celebration.
Well, we called my mom's funeral we didn't call it a funeral. We called it a celebration of life.
Yeah, but it was a funeral and we all cried.
Well, whoa, I didn't.
No, what I'm saying it's different. People want to have parties. Hey, it's hard to have parties.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could have enjoyed this.
It's tough.
I don't know that I could have enjoyed this. Unless it was like a lot of cake. Then I probably would have been able to. I do like cake.
Yeah, but that's just hiding your sadness.
Yeah, I do that though. It. That's my thing. That's what I'm known for around these parts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was a pretty crazy story. Between that and John Stamos having a baby. And George Clooney giving all his friends $1 million.
Oh, man. Yeah.
In cash. Cool. It wasn't. George Clooney didn't even walk in and go, hey, check your accounts, direct deposits. Oh, you guys.
That'll be taxed.
Yeah. He gave him cash money in a briefcase with 20s, $1 million each, and said, I've got the tax covered too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Wheel of Fortune where you got paid tax on it.
Yeah, that's thoughtful.
Yeah. You didn't just hit the daily double or whatever that is. Oh, man. One day.
That'd be awesome.
No.
I don't know that I'd want that, though.
Are you serious?
A gift of $1 million?
What would you not want about it?
You've lost your mind.
I don't know that I'd want that. I like to earn everything I have.
Stop it. Like, even if you like won the lottery, like that would be nice.
Yeah, but I would have earned it because I would have taken the money, driven there, picked. I would take it. But I'm just saying, that doesn't excite me to go, I wish somebody would give me $1 million. Like, I don't want anybody to give me anything.
You're right. You shouldn't live your life like that.
Yeah.
But if someone were to do that, like, that's awesome.
I wish a listener, maybe who's old right now, maybe you have a grandparent. I don't know. Maybe you're sick. Put me in your will. You know?
And you want them to, but yeah, they can leave you everything?
But trust I'm going to do something good with it.
Oh.
Just trust me. Because I will. But just trust me, leave me all of whatever. You have nobody to give. You ever heard that Billy Currington song,
yes.
People Are Crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just imagine that's us. So maybe you're a little sick. I don't know what's wrong with you. But if you don't have a long left, you're like, who do I leave my estate to? Wow. Let me recommend myself.
Wow.
I will make sure it's taken care of.
Wow.
I'll just trust me.
Huh.
Wouldn't you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, that'd be tough.
But. That's weird because you don't want anything, but...
I don't want anything.
But it would be cool to say that someone left you their estate.
Yep, and I would make sure that it went to good places.
Yeah, and I believe that you would do
or
that.
Or I wouldn't. You have to trust me.
You don't know.
I would.
But you don't know.
But really, do you ever know anything in this
no,
life?
No, you
that's,
don't.
That's my point. That's like when Kendrick Lamar gets abducted by aliens. I'm like, that's not true. 99%. Could be 1%.
You don't know.
That's why I'm only 42% upset that Kelsey didn't invite me to her wedding.
Right.
Like, I know I'm not right about that.
Mm-hmm. Because she can invite whoever she wants.
It's her wedding.
Right. If it was 50.1%, I would be right. I'm not right. But a little me was hurt in my heart that I wasn't invited.
So you're what,
42%. Like, sad and irritated.
Sad.
Yeah. About, because whatever.
That's an interesting gauge. I've never heard of anyone have a percentage on their... Emotions.
Dude.
Is that new?
I'm 100 to 0.
I quantify everything.
Like, that's control.
Yeah.
Don't go 46. Get down to 42.
I know I'm not right, and I tell myself that. You don't have the right to be upset at Kelsey for not inviting you to her wedding.
Yeah.
But is there a time, like, is this a thing where you're recognizing and you're able to, like you said, quantify it and be rational about it?
So I didn't
know if this is a new tool.
I didn't want it to get a hold of me. Because sometimes things get a hold of me and I can't shake it. I'd be like, I'm just going to be ornery, my grandma would say. And just
ornery.
Be stubborn. But I was like, you know what? How upset am I? I was like, 42%. That's a good number. Because anything over 50, I would be for sure. I feel like I was right. And I don't feel like I'm right to feel this way. But you can't, your feelings aren't wrong. You can't have wrong feelings. How you act on them can be wrong.
I love when you remind me that.
I tell him that all the time. Your feelings aren't wrong. Whatever you're feeling right now, that's not wrong. That's a human thing. That's a feeling.
And I'm like, yes, I feel this way.
Yes, but now you can act differently because of those feelings. You can control them. There are times to put that into the world. But your feelings aren't wrong. It's okay to have any feeling you want. But so I'm 42% feeling angry at Kelsey. Amy had mentioned the Google searches earlier. I was looking at some of them. So fidget spinner makes the top 10. That's the thing for a second. I haven't got a nice fidget spinner.
You have a nice one?
Yeah. I don't know where it is now. But it was one I paid like $11 for. I think that's a pretty luxury fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Aaron Hernandez in the top 10.
Oh, boy.
Why?
He played for the Patriots. He killed himself in jail. Yeah. Remember?
That was this year?
I did not remember.
That's what I said. Some of this stuff comes back to you. Dude, I was reading this story about Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. And so... You know, he killed himself. Robin Williams hung himself with the bell. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they said, hey, he was suffering from severe depression. So I was reading the story, and they're like, that wasn't it. That's not what was happening. He had dementia, early dementia. And when they examined his brain, they found these protein pockets in his brain. And he knew it. And there were times where he couldn't remember anything. And there were times he did a Broadway play, he could remember every line of every word, like hundreds of lines in a row. But then he was shooting Night at the Museum and couldn't remember three lines. And he couldn't figure out what was happening. And they did all these treatments. And they just assumed he was severely depressed. But it wasn't that. He knew dementia was coming in. And wow. That's the story. And I read this story. I was like, wow. And so they started talking about why dementia has become a much bigger thing now than it used to be. And the reason isn't that we're doing things differently. It's because we're living longer. And the longer you live, the more prone you are to things happening to you. And as you get older and your body starts to get weaker, or as our body starts to break down as we get older. But I read the Robin Williams story and was just like, oh man, I just assumed
that's crazy
that he had some sort of severe depression. And I think the dementia ended up bringing on some depression too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, that was a crazy story. Hurricane Harvey was at 8. Terrible. Solar eclipse was at 7. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. That was awesome.
I mean, what a thing that was from like, went dark. We were all outside staring at the sun. Oh, we were all outside looking at the sun.
And it was for a literal minute.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I thought this is going to be the stupidest, most overhyped thing ever. And it was actually really cool.
Yeah.
And where we live was right where it did a full 100%. So we got to experience the darkness. At my house, it was super light. And then it went super dark where the crickets started all of a sudden.
Wildlife.
So crazy.
Yeah, like a wolf almost attacked me. I saw it get dark and this wolf starts charging me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And luckily, owls. Yeah, this panther jumped in and caught it right before. Yes, it was crazy, man.
Panther.
All the nocturnal.
The crime rate went up really crazy for like that 1 minute. Like banks were getting robbed like crazy because it was dark.
So
oh,
dumb.
I wonder if just anyone start telling did your kids that. Something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Back in 2017, it got dark for a whole minute. Every store in town got robbed. You ever seen The Purge? That movie? That's what it was like. Yeah. So there's that. The Mayweather-McGregor fight was one of the top ones. The Las Vegas shooting was in the top five. Super Bowl, Tom Petty was at 3. I'm amazed that Matt Lauer is at 2, just because of the timing of it. It just happened.
Yeah. Was that last week?
Or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happened. And it's the number 2 search thing on Google.
And he's the most searched person. Well, I don't know the number one. What's number one?
Hurricane Irma.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the most searched person. But that just happened. Unless he did something earlier this year, I don't know how. Just time-wise, he beats out Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Who just had time on his side to have more. Yeah, whatever. Well, there you go. Those are the top search things from 2017. I was reading a story about losing weight and how if you want to lose weight, then you know there are all these things you can do. You can eat right. You can exercise. But the number one thing, what do you think the number one thing is to lose weight?
Oh, I know. I know what it is. 100%. Sleep.
It's sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
And so sleeping is the most important thing in being healthy.
Ooh.
And we try to go, well, I got to exercise. Listen, exercise is third. Sleeping, eating, and then exercise in that order.
Wow.
Because you can exercise your brains out, but if you're not eating right, it doesn't matter. You can eat perfectly and not exercise and look pretty good. And so, but yeah, sleeping, doctors are like, you want to really lose weight? Get your 7 hours and 30 minutes to 8 hours a night. Because it's all your hormones. It's your body catching up, resting, repairing itself.
Yeah.
Normalizing.
When's the last time you slept 8 hours, Bones?
And you're pretty fit.
Yeah. First of all, let's not use the word pretty.
Okay, you are fit.
What are you trying to say?
No, you're very fit. I don't know. I was just
extremely.
Being, I was just being extremely casual about it. Like
super.
Bobby, you are so fit.
Uber. Incredibly fit.
You're like the fittest person I know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
I probably, I don't know, probably once in a month or so.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but probably on the road when we have a bus. But I don't know if I sleep all the way through. Mm.
So is it because you're like moving like a baby in a car?
No, I don't really like the bus that much. I'd rather have my bed because my back hurts. Like I'm getting, my back still hurts.
I know.
And I have.
You need that sleep number.
We have a fantastic bus company. and they have awesome buses. And but for me, and my dog sleeps on the bus. He moves around a lot. I think a lot of my sleep doesn't go right because my dog too, because he sleeps between my knees and he's moving all over. He's old. He's sick, so he's always like, "Rrr." So I'm always moving. I think my back hurts because my dog is sick. People ask for updates on him all the time. They gave him 3 months to live. I guess they gave him that about close to a month ago. I'm predicting he's going to pound it out till April. I think this dog's got it. He's getting a little skinnier. You can start to see his ribs a little bit, but he's still rocking and feeling good as far as like his quality of life. Like he still plays. He came up here last night, and I came up for probably 2 hours last night and just recorded a bunch of stuff for Christmas, like commercials and liners. You know, hey, you're listening on, you know, Madison's Country, the Moo. You know, whatever. I was up doing a lot of that. But Morgan, number one, our main producer, and her dog were up here. My dog, I brought him up here. So my dog goes everywhere with me now. But they just played for a long time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's good. Good, but he's good. So get sleep and lose weight. That's the moral of the story. Mm-hmm. Get sleep first.
Yeah.
Eat right second. Exercise third.
I can sleep.
Yeah.
Eating right's tough.
What about that exercise?
And zero.
Okay.
Walking, but that's about it.
I thought you were jogging or running.
Mm-hmm. I walk now
for about a week.
No, I walk every day.
You walk
the
like
dog.
Power
I walk,
walk
the dog every day.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's it.
But you should walk the dog for the dog's sake. Like you,
I walk every day
it's for both of us.
I walk them. Listen. I eat. Well, I mean, I feed the kids.
Commendable.
Yeah. I eat first, and then I feed the kids.
Yeah. You're crazy, man.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Tomorrow we have the Christmas party on the air. So much Christmas joy and cheer and gifts and smiles all around. Tomorrow morning, I'll show. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Take it away, Burl.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
That's right.
It's the best time of the year.
I don't know, Burl Ives? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like, who's Burl?
I don't know. See if Burl Ives sings Holly Jolly Christmas. It doesn't say that up here.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
If I'm betting money on it in Jeopardy, I would have rung with Burl Ives because that was my instinct. So, there you go.
Burl Ives.
Is it?
Yeah, man, you got it.
Could name him if he walked in the room. Is he alive?
Let's see. No, he died in 1995.
Ah, rest in peace, Burl. Burl Ives.
Yeah. Have a holly jolly.
Nailed that, though. I'll take a rose on my nose. time for Amy's pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I saw this video on the news this morning when I was getting ready, and I was like, oh, we're talking about it, because this little girl, she has her first wrestling match ever. She's like 4 years old. She's on the mat taking on her opponent. Well, her two-year-old little brother, he's watching in the stands with his mom, and he thinks his sister is getting attacked. So he runs out onto the mat and starts attacking the other guy.
Yes.
The other kid. That.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Great video.
It's on my Twitter, Radio Amy, if you want to check it out, because the video just makes you smile. You're like, this is amazing.
Even the referee laughed and grabbed the kid.
That's so
and
cool.
I was thinking, four-year-olds wrestle already in tournaments? But yeah, they do. And two-year-old brothers, they like to protect their sisters. So I'm very into the royal anything right now, especially because The Crown is back on Netflix, and you've got Prince Harry engaged. So do you know what the Queen of England gives her entire staff for Christmas?
I bet not what George Clooney did, $1 million each.
No.
Let me guess.
Okay.
The Queen of England will give her entire staff silverware. Really nice silverware.
No, she has a staff of 1,500. That would be really expensive.
One Whoa. Fork per person.
Yes.
I didn't know she had a staff that big.
Well, she gives them pudding. The queen pays for 1,500 Christmas puddings to be distributed to her staff in all the palaces.
There's no because people don't get bonuses. That's not a real thing.
Like, pudding.
Pudding from
the queen.
You
get pudding.
No, that sounds amazing to me. Like, I'd be like, gather around, family. We're all having dessert tonight. It's pudding from
the
queen.
How come you guys are such haters of free stuff? Like,
You didn't do anything. The old lady wants to give you some pudding. You know what? If the old lady wants to give you some free pudding,
take the pudding.
Take the pudding.
You don't even have to eat it, right?
Eat the pudding.
Like, she's like 700. Great. She's probably like, oh, the pudding back when I was seven. This was the real good. Thank you, Meemaw, for the pudding. Okay. And then go about your day. But then it didn't hurt you to take grandma's pudding.
It's the queen, man. She can't give me a ruby or something.
Yeah, but this is for her staff. I mean, this is like tons of people, and she's only 91.
A ruby.
I don't know. Emerald. Sapphire.
But how do you also, if you're Prince Charles, right? So that's the day. Okay, so like
you're. Who's that, her son?
You get to be king if she dies.
Yeah. She's like. I think he's going to pass it over, I bet. To the bald one. The bald
William?
Brother. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the bald one brother, but the bald one of the two.
Okay, well, they're both. Prince Harry's losing his hair, too.
Yeah, I guess. No. I'm getting chastised online.
Why?
Because I didn't know Burl Ives' full story. He is the snowman of Rudolph. And Rudolph
really?
Did you know that?
No.
And of course, other things.
What is the song? So he's just a Christmas singer, dude?
Well, he's a guy. I mean, I knew it was Burl Ives. I don't know.
No, yeah, you knew who it was. That's impressive.
I know a lot about him. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You know who Bing Crosby is?
I do know who Bing Crosby is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he sings White Christmas.
Why are you asking these in questions? Yes, I know.
She's not sure of herself.
Now I have a story. Okay, so there's this school in London, well, a college, like a really good one there, and they put on Twitter, dreaming of a white campus, but they just meant that it might...
You can't do that.
No.
That sounds very racist.
That just clicked.
Like, I've heard a lot of things that sound racist. That's one of them.
Yeah, they tweeted, dreaming of a white campus, ? And
that's a terrible
they really were putting a play on the song White Christmas because it was going to snow.
You can't do that.
And they wanted the students to be aware of the snow day. And obviously there was backlash and they apologized and they did not mean anything racist.
Yeah, I probably couldn't apologize fast enough if I did that one. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no.
We were talking about the weather.
Oh, because I believe they were talking about
the weather. The wintry weather was a-coming.
But what if you see that and they don't notice? Like, the subject of the school-wide email, dreaming of a white campus. I'm like, what the?
Oh, yes, man.
That was the start of the tweet.
Oh, my goodness.
That is terrible. But totally something that I can see myself not realizing.
Totally.
Yeah. Man. Okay.
And lastly, if you have $1,000 laying around, you can get someone on your Christmas list, a voice message from Whoopi Goldberg, or a video message from Jonah Hill.
A Whoopi Goldberg voicemail?
Listen.
That's like $20.
I tried to Google if there was like a charity attached to this. No, I couldn't find anything other than that these are legit for sale and you can buy them. And I started to think, for Christmas,
I should take a bubble bath with Whoopi Goldberg for $1,000. Yeah.
Like that's
a
weird,
bubble bath.
That's really weird.
That's like, where your brain goes.
A call?
I know, but who would you say someone gifted you a call and they spent money and for Christmas they got you a video message from someone? Who do you want it to be from?
Well, it doesn't matter. Is it live video?
Yeah, it's.
I get to do a FaceTime with them?
Sure. Yep, FaceTime.
I get to pick anybody?
Anybody.
Probably Burl Ives.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
I mean, David Letterman's my hero, but I also like him because he doesn't care. I know he'd be like, why am I doing this? To my face after I paid for it.
That's a gift. You didn't pay for it. We did.
Yeah, but he'd be like, why am I even doing this? Like, why did I even agree to do this? Like,
so what do you want to talk about?
I love Letterman. I think Ricky Gervais is hilarious. But he wouldn't. The people that I would like wouldn't like to do it. Like, I think that Jimmy Kimmel would be fun.
Like, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where would Whoopi come in on the list?
A bubble bath.
Right above Burl Ives. He's not alive anymore. I didn't know.
Yeah, Whoopi's the phone call and Jonah Hill's the video.
Jonah Hill's lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, he's skinny again.
Yeah.
Oh, he went back. He fluctuated?
Oh.
He, for a movie role, I think.
I knew he went back down. I never knew he gained it back.
Oh, yeah, gained a lot of it.
But he's lost it again?
Okay. Back and forth like a yo-yo, man. Mm. I mean, that can't be healthy either.
No.
Going from one to the other. Mm. Anything else?
Nope, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There it is. And with that...
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah! Bobby Bones.
Show.
Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Like to be formal. Generally, I demand it, actually.
Yeah.
tomorrow's the big Christmas party here on the show. We all have our gifts.
Yep.
Yep.
We're ready to go.
Exchanging gifts. Be a holly jolly time. So tomorrow.
It's a holly jolly day on the show.
Christmas time.
Ah, Christmas is here.
Yeah. The eggnog will be flowing.
Ooh.
The rowboats will be rowing.
Hey.
The lawnmowers will be mowing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's the best time of the
tomorrow will be a Christmas party. Thank you for being here today.
I don't know if there'll be
hope
snow.
Hope Thursday's awesome.
But have a cup of cheer.
Yeah, there it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.